What occurs when the sun crosses Earth's equator? Solar eclipse, equinox, daylight saving time, or solstice? When this happens, day and night are the same length and an equinox is occurring. It's fall, y'all. At least it is in the Northern Hemisphere. Yesterday marked the second equinox of the year, which signals the advent of autumn if you live north of the equator and the start of spring if you live south of it. The term equinox comes from the Latin word equinoxium. And yes, I wrote that in because I wanted to say equinoxium. It means equality between day and night. And that's what people saw yesterday, no matter where they live. It doesn't make much difference if you live on or very near the equator. Your days and nights are roughly the same length year-round. But the farther you live from the equator, the more you're going to notice the changes in daylight for the months ahead. Folks in northern Canada, Norway, and Russia are going to see a long, dark winter with minimal sunshine. Their daylight hours in the summer are the opposite. If the descent into darker months gets them down, though, they have this as their consolation prize. The aurora borealis, or northern lights, are usually more active during the equinoxes, according to a solar physicist interviewed by CNN. Most of the world's population, an estimated 90%, lives in the northern hemisphere, and many of them are looking forward to the change of scenery that comes with the change of seasons.